الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are in these very, very auspicious days. These are the sacred months, the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the very honorable and respectable months. Maulana Fatih Shifa, yeah, aapko dekha bhi de. MashaAllah. So we are blessed with this great month. And the ibadat of these months are also very, very great. And then this is also now we are in the mausam of Hajj. And this is to what a lover will cherish so much, to go to the house of his beloved. That is so enjoyable. May Allah give us that love of Allah. And then just to envisage that now all the Hajjis, how the crowd is now swelling, and the people in the Tawaf are even more, and that wonderful environment at this time, our hearts should be connected there. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Suna hai tere ghar par tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. They have heard that all your lovers will be gathering at your house. If agar ijazat ho, main bhi unme shamil ho jau. If there is permission of Allah, let me be also with them. If unfortunately physically we cannot be there, but at least with our thoughts we should be there. It shouldn't be that these days are passing, how many of our friends, family people are going for Hajj. That should also enliven that at least our family people think of them. And more than what we think of them, the place that is there. And our heart should be attached to it. Through mu'min is like that. Like for example, we have the work of tabligh and da'wat, and a person is a very ardent, passionate worker. And ijtima comes, and for some reason he cannot attend. His health, whatever else. But his heart is there all the time. He thinks of it all the time. A person, we have our jalsas, the madrasa jalsas, Islahi jalsas, a person who is passionate about it, he feels a lot for it. For any reason he could not attend, but automatically his heart will be there. If my heart is not there in Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, then I have to check myself. What's wrong? Why am I not thinking of that? Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. And then one great ibadat of Hajj, Allah Ta'ala has made the qurbani, the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, of his son. And what a great sacrifice, and what a great nizam and system Allah has kept for the Muslims. And really, if you go and see, the Islam is all about love, and great love, and the true love, the love for him who deserves love, only who deserves love. We love our wife so much, our children. What did they do for us? Did they create us? Did they give us our eyes? Are they giving us our food? And are they doing anything for us, just outwardly? And that also Allah uses them as a means. It's not really them, they who are cooking for us or anything, or that we are providing for them. It is Allah who is doing everything. So we have love for dunya's things, but love for Allah Ta'ala. And then in dunya's things, permissible things to love is permissible. But that also, our Shaykh Jazakumullah Khair has taught us, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The believers, their greater love is for Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat explained it so beautifully that he said, if you have 51% love of Allah and 49% for Ghairullah, that is also permissible. For permissible love, 49% is permissible. But your 51% more must be for Allah. And the criteria of that is, you love your wife very much, but she wants to buy some haram clothes. clothes which are not correct. She wants to go to a haram gathering at that time. Now don't think of making her happy. Now your love of Allah must be greater and you don't permit her. You love your children very much and you go on shopping, they are worth, and they want to buy something which is not permissible. Something that has got some murat on it, a picture, photo, something that has got some music in it. So then don't make them happy, make Allah happy. And then that 51% we must try and increase. And Allah grant us, and very fortunate are those people who make it 100% before maut. And when they go to Allah Ta'ala, full 100% love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a time for the exposition of that. The sacrifice is not really of that animal, but we should take it that I'm sacrificing my lust and my desires, my nafs, my desires, that I'm making qurbani of. I'm sacrificing the impermissible love of my wife and even the permissible love. For Allah, I'm sacrificing it. Even my children, everything I'm sacrificing. Qurbani is called sacrifice. We all know of it that it is a sacrifice. But we just take it a sacrifice of an animal. That even non-Muslims do. There are many people in the world who are sacrificing also animals, and all in a wrong way they are doing. We are doing it in the right way. But also the spirit of it is that there. And we know the spirit and the ruh, the soul, is the most important thing. Our own bodies, our own lives we have got. But this body we look after so much. But the body is nothing. It's the ruh inside. If the ruh is not there, then there is nothing. So the ruh is most important. So even the qurbani, a person has written very nicely that hajj, bismillah. When a person makes hajj sincerely for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, his sins are forgiven and he's like a newborn baby, no sins. But that is when it is sincerely for Allah ta'ala. But he says that now, Allah save us all, but it looks like almost every haji, when he's putting on his ihram, he's making a selfie. When he's in Arafat, now he's going to make ibadah. He's making a selfie. And when he's making that selfie, then his hands are up, makes his face like a crying person. And after he made the selfie, then he's out of there. So for who was that? Was it for Allah Ta'ala or was it just for himself? That when he goes back, when he's entering the miqat, when he's in Muzdalifah, Mina, Qurbani, everything, everywhere, all are just making selfies. Or somebody is taking their photo for them. And in that, then they are showing that how they are in Ibadat, that how they are in Arafat, and how their hands are raised, and how they are making dua. But it's a photo you are taking, whether it's a selfie, somebody is taking your photo. So clearly, where is your sincerity? What is the value of that hajj? Allah Ta'ala save us. The same unfortunate thing is happening with our qurbani. What a great sacrifice, what a great ibadat, a sacrifice. But that also, man, woman mixing, and people dressing for the occasion of qurbani. Even little children, even women wearing their boots, etc., that now we are going to be making qurbani. And then there, man, woman mixing, and photo taking has become what a musibat in the ummah, in everything. And all this is so clear the masala, sababul haram, haram. If that haram permission, if photography was permissible, but it is being used for all this, then all this makes photography haram. The ruling of haram has to be given when the effect of it is all this. And today we are so much involved in all this haram. And this whole spirit of deen is gone out of us. And now it is all one big show. So anyway, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. It is not the meat that reaches Allah, neither is it the blood that reaches Allah Ta'ala. And for us also, the object of qurbani is not the meat and it's not the blood, Not the spilling of the blood actually, but the spirit behind that qurbani. And qurbani, even if a person just slaughters and gives it away, or just slaughters it and leaves it also, that is the qurbani is done. The object is not the meat. We must also purify our intention. We slaughter and we have in our heart that now we're going to be eating the meat. How much really today are we distributing to the poor, to the needy, etc.? Or is it all going into our deep freezers? Is it all going into our own partying? Or is it, are we distributing it? Allah correct the whole spirit and let it come alive. So the photography, the videoing, that must be totally out. And then again, the spirit of it, our object mustn't be the meat at all also. Our object must be the sacrifice. And more than the sacrifice of the animal, we pay 2,500, 3,500 rand. That is not fatibu biha nafsa. We should open our hearts and sacrifice good animals. Spend more money even if we don't eat one bit of that animal. The sacrifice is the object. If that comes into our lives, then we will be able to sacrifice our desires, our nafs, our khayishat, whatever we have got, then we will be able to say, this is an opportunity. It is also our whole deen, is tarbiyat and islah also. We make our namaz also, if we make our namaz correctly, and therefore also there is a sacrifice that is required. Time we are giving, but that also, how many of us just rush through? We come last in the masjid, first we want to be out. No, give our time properly. And then at least sacrifice our thoughts when we are in namaz. We want to still entertain ourselves with all other things. We are saying the namaz is for Allah. I'm reading lillah arba'a rakatin. I'm reading 4 rakats for Allah. But really it is just now we freed ourselves to think. We got time to think out. This matter of mine, I can't sort it out. So in namaz I will sort it out. I will think about it and try and work it out and sort it out. No, namaz is only for Allah. That sacrifice has to be there. Roza we keep. Roza also is not just staying hungry, but sacrifice for Allah. For Allah's sake we are staying hungry. Hajj, zakat also. Zakat is not only, non-Muslims also give charity. But this is for Allah's sake. And Allah has made that people love their money. So that love of money must come out. That is the real object of zakat, that the love of money comes out of us and we sacrifice for Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So this qurbani is an ideal occasion. So Allah doesn't want the blood, He doesn't want the meat. What walaki yanaluhu taqwa minkum. What Allah wants is that taqwa, that consciousness of Allah, that fear of Allah, that love of Allah, that iman on Allah Ta'ala. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants. The same with roza, la'allakum tattaqoon. So that taqwa comes in your life by keeping roza. Not just that you kept your roza, you kept hungry, but see, did taqwa come in my life? At the end of Ramadan, there was it just like when we went for i'tikaf, we went in the khanqah. But did taqwa come in my life? And the result will be now when we are living our lives. Like you send your car for a service. The service is done, minor service, major service, whatever. You are hearing some rattles in the car. You are something else. But now after the service, now is it nice your car? It's no more jerking. It's starting easily. It's not switching off, etc. After the service, all that is supposed to be there. So after Ramadan, after Hajj, after the Qurbani, it is all we are servicing our ruh. And then do we see the result? Or we just still the same? The car was jerking before, it's still jerking after the service. What kind of a service was that? Now there's supposed to be a change. And this Qurbani, which is part of the Hajj, and what the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala had given the command to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in a dream to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam. And that was when his son was between the age of 9 and 13, different riwayat. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was at the age of 83 at that time. At that time, when the son had now and well-trained children are very are well-groomed. Now we were in Mauritius, we went to met one young boy showing very much interest, became close, asked him that, what are you doing? He's studying by one of our students doing alim course part-time. So what are you doing full-time? He says, I'm a farmer growing vegetables. And he asked him, what, just for the, like the small market? He's saying, no, he's got a very big market. He supplies the hotels, and they want first grade hotels, and what they want is always first grade, export quality. And he's got big farms, and 20-year-old boy. And then together with that, he's doing construction work also. He's a contractor for construction, and only 20 years old. So I was surprised. At 19, they invited us to their place. We went. I said, this is your house, big mansion. He said, no, this is my dad's house. I'm staying with my dad. And then when we're speaking to the father, I told him, your son, mashallah, 20 year old. And what great work he's doing, business-wise, dunya-wise. So he said that I trained him from young already. So this is when we train our children, then they are at a very young age. They are very, very, even in dunya things, they are very advanced. Once I remember very long ago, in one trip of Makkah Sharif, one shop we went and buy, and the salesman there was a young boy, perhaps about 11, 12 years old. And he's serving 8, 10 customers at one time. He's giving this goods for somebody to see, taking change from here, supplying this one. And he's alert, properly alert. A young boy like that. And how the West has destroyed us, our old people, grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers, we're still jumping and jiving and dancing like mad people when somebody scores a goal, when somebody hits a six. We still, where are we lost? And see, even in dunya we are nowhere. We haven't achieved anything in dunya, whereas in our deen, where we should have been advanced already. Bachpan ko bachpan ho gaye, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. We are already old people, grandfathers already, great grandfathers, but we still like a child. We say he's retarded. He's 20 years old, but he's got a 5-year-old mind. We are the same. We look like down on that. We pity them. We have to pity ourselves. Spiritually, we nothing stuff. So Ismail alayhi salam, at that young, tender age of between 9 and 13, how advanced he was already. Which Dr. Iqbal, the poet of the East, says that maaka khun tha, was it the maaka dood tha, ya baap ka khun tha. Was it the father's blood that made this boy like that? Or was it the milk of the mother? In reality, it was both. The mother and the father. And that also today, when we are eating junk food, and our children are born from this junk food, then we have junkies. When they were so pure, not only in the food that they ate, we can't imagine how pure they were. For example, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not getting work. So he comes home without work, with no work he got, he didn't earn anything. And at home, there's no food naturally because he's not working. No food. The husband and wife spending the night in hunger. Second night. And he goes again, whole day he's looking for work, looking for something, nothing. Third day or the fourth day when he's going, his wife tells him, oh my beloved darling husband, because of me, you will perhaps even go and now do something haram to earn something. You are worried about me. I'm not eating. About yourself you are worried, and more love you got for me. A real sincere person, he will, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. We give preference to other people. So you'll give preference to me, perhaps you will just in the temptation you will earn haram just to see that I get food. I will make sabr. Don't worry. But don't earn haram. Don't bring 1 cent of haram in the house. I only want halal. So this is that spirit that we are supposed to have, that everything of us must be only halal. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salam, was it the mother who brought him up like that, her teachings? Was it the father that had brought up? And when the father told him, Ya Bunayya, Inni arafil manam, Anni azbahuka, O my son, I see in my dream, in my sleep, I've dreamt that I must slaughter you. And what a beautiful, Allah reward our ulama, the mufassirin, how they explain it. Why didn't Allah give the command as wahi directly to Ibrahim alayhi salam? Allah gave it in a dream. Different explanation. One is a dream. A person can say, well, it's a dream. You don't have to worry about it. But to show that they were so particular that even in a dream, and the dream of a Nabi is also 100% true, and it is wahi also. But it is lesser than direct wahi that comes. Jibreel alayhi salam come with wahi. That you would know that if the command had come in that wahi form, then Ibrahim alayhi salam had no choice. Well, he couldn't think about it. But it came in a dream, so you could make ta'wil of it. You could make some other excuse for it. So Allah wanted to show, my lovers are such, they don't look for ta'wilat. They don't look for any excuses. What I tell them, just ishara of mine. But they are prepared. And to sacrifice who? The child that is going to now support you. You are an old man of 83, 86 years old. And your little boy is now going to take in charge. And he will do all your work. And they are prepared to slaughter. The other was that Ibrahim, Allah showed him Ismail alayhi salam, and that Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a child, Halima, who had hilm in him, tolerance, sabr. And that was actually the quality, that's the quality of sheep. Sheep Allah Ta'ala has not created for any work. We slaughter a cow, we slaughter oxen, we slaughter camels also, but they are used for other work also, to transport people. They transport you, ride on the horses or on the camels, etc., all that. But the sheep is not used to plow the land, nothing. It is just meant to be slaughtered. Allah has meant it, that it will just it will be food for the people. For that Allah has made it, the meat which people have to eat. Sheep are meant for that. And therefore we will find that most cases, a sheep, you just put it down and it submits. Haliman. It accepts wholeheartedly. I have to be slaughtered. So Allah showed, actually, the dream was of Ismail alayhi salam, who was Halim. The quality of the sheep, actually Allah meant a sheep has to be slaughtered. But Allah showed it in the form of Ismail alayhi salam, his son. And Ibrahim alayhi salam realized the tabir of the dream only when the sheep came down. Oh, this is actually what was meant. It wasn't meant I must slaughter my son. It was meant I must slaughter an animal that submits totally to Allah. So Allah sent the ram down. And that was a sheep, a special type of a sheep, a ram, which submits to Allah Ta'ala. So in any case, the first interpretation is even more beautiful, that though the command came in a dream, but the true lover of Allah doesn't look for any type of excuse, and is ready. And asking Ismail alayhi salam, Inni arafil manam, anni asbahuka, fanzur, maza tara. You tell me what you think. It wasn't a mashura. With wahi and a Nabi making mashura, there is no question. Ibrahim alayhi salam is that Nabi that when Allah commanded him to go to Baytul Muqaddas with his family from Iraq where he was. And when he went there, and that place, Alladhi barakna hawlahu, lush green, all na'mats are filled there. Then after some time Allah said, now go to Makkah Sharif, a barren land, where there was no life, not a blade of grass that grows. As a poet says, Jahan khauf bhi apne qadam rakhne se darti thi. Fear was also frightened to go in that place. So frightening it was. And he just brought them with little bit, some patkos, little food. And then Allah commanded him, leave them here. in this barren place with no outward support, and you go back now to the fertile land. That also a person feels so guilty. I must go to the fertile land, and my wife and children, they must be in this barren land where not a grass grows, where there is no life, where fear is frightened to come in. And then he immediately starts walking. Hajira sees my husband is walking away. She makes up that he is moving away. Where? Ila aina ya sayyidi? Where are you going? He doesn't turn around to say a word. Allah's command, this is the spirit that we have to get. Allah's command, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. As-salatu khayru min an-nawm. Now we must see nothing. Come for namaz now. We hear Allahu Akbar, leave all our work. Now my Allah has called me. Now nothing else. Everything, Ramzan, the first Ramzan, we are all waiting that no news comes. That Ramzan starts one day later. 29th Ramzan, we are all waiting that news comes, the moon has sighted. No, we must have that spirit. This is what we are supposed to learn. Not a matter of spending three and a half thousand rand. It is a matter of if we've got these qualities, then we have passed. So this is a great occasion Allah Ta'ala has given us, and let us bring this taqwa, the sacrifice, the spirit of Islam into us. May Allah give a person who will work in this direction will get all these great, great benefits. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.